And our next item is public forum. And this is to address matters which have not been agendized. And I do have speaker cards for 3 minutes. So I will start with Mr. Jeff Edwards, please. Yeah, okay. That's the order. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards. And I wanted to address you this morning regarding an item that is very important to the community of Los Osos. I've been a resident of Los Osos for about 40 years. And as you know, the wastewater project is complete and online. We have about 25% of the homes connected at this juncture. And so it's well underway. And recently, the County Public Works Department, on July 11th, they received a letter from the State Board in connection with the financing for the project. As you may know, the State Board approved a $69 million loan for the project under the Clean Water SRF program. The interest rate that was approved in 2011 was 2% for this loan of $69 million over 30 years. And the county had made a request recently for further consideration of a rate reduction. And it was somewhat open in terms of what would be workable. This letter that the Public Works Department received on July 11th was basically a flat denial of the request. And that's unfortunate because even a 1% reduction in the interest rate equates to about $11 million over the life of the loan. And why is this important? If you recall, when the wastewater project was approved, they bifurcated water from wastewater. So the community still is facing a number of water resource projects, anywhere from $15 to $30 million. So this rate reduction would help defray some of those costs. As you may know, the wastewater project was $185 million. And so another $15 or $30 million, it makes it very expensive. Now, I understand your board as a regional board is one of a regulatory capacity. However, I would implore you to help to the extent that you can. Certainly, our region liaison, Mr. Moore, is here, and I would ask him to carry this message back as well. Most importantly, this letter that was received on July 1st didn't leave any opportunity for a further public hearing. The community was not given an opportunity, for example, to write in and express their support and why they needed this rate reduction. So again, from a process standpoint, we really never had that opportunity. So that would be something, if we could achieve that alone, that would be very helpful. So again, thank you. I know this is a little out of your jurisdiction, but anything you could do to help would be great. And certainly if Mr. Moore could help at the state level, that would be much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. And our next speaker is Ms. Julie Tacker.
Good morning. I am Julie Tacker, and I, too, am a longtime resident of Los Osos. I've lived there for 45 years. And over my lifetime, Los Osos has been divided over the wastewater project. And in some capacity or another, whether it's been its location or its cost, the one thing we always land on is cost. So when the state gave us the loan at 2% in March of 2011, a handful of us went to the board in Sacramento and we begged that the loan be reduced to a more palatable interest rate. At the time, the board heard us. They had, and I totally understand any trepidation in investment in Los Osos. After the 2006 bankruptcy and the loan default, I understand. But I also understand why it happened and was on the ground when it happened. And I was part of the board, on the board of the Los Osos Community Services District that had to file bankruptcy. That and my divorce were the two hardest decisions of my life. But They had to happen. So what I saw in 2011 when the board let the loan to the project was that they heard us. We are a disadvantaged community, and the costs are unbelievable. And as people are hooking up and their tax bills are coming, there's a lot of fear in that community. But again, the one thing we land on that is united in our community is it's the cost of the project. And this is we've been here before your board speaking to reduction in the low interest to in the rate. And we've been to the County Board of Supervisors and said, you know, when are you going to ask that the rate be reduced? And we'll help you. We'll do this together. And I've sat down with the Public Works Director, and I offered to start the letter writing campaign, to have the online petition, to go to Sacramento, to be at those hearings. We know how to rally in Los Osos. And this is the one thing that will unite our community if we were together able to ask for that interest rate to be reduced. It doesn't have to be down to 0%. I understand the complications at the board. You don't want to let all your money out of the fund. But 1%, some fraction, some way to reduce the price of the project. And Mr. Edwards said it best in that there are so many more expenses ahead of us to balance our water basin, that money needs to be there, be available to implement those projects. And any way you can help, I too would certainly appreciate.
Thank you. So one thing that perhaps would be appropriate to do is, if my colleagues agree, is to ask our executive officer, Mr. Robertson, to follow up the letter of denial, the county, and then perhaps, you know, kind of redirect a message to the appropriate division in Sacramento. You know, we obviously can't go through that in detail at this time, but I think it is worthy inquiring what happened and see if there is any possibilities to clarify what took place.
Sure. I just want to say, Ms. Tacker, excuse me for laughing while you were speaking, but when you said we in Los Osos know how to rally, I've seen that in the last 5 years, and I was just chuckling appreciatively. No disrespect intended.
Chair Wolf, we'll look into the rationale behind the decision. I think that's what you're getting at.
Yes.
We'll talk with State Board about that.
Correct. So thank you. And I do have another speaker card, and by the way, now public comments are closed. I just received one from Ms. Mary Webb.
Thank you for allowing me to speak this morning. I wasn't really prepared to come down here, so I don't have my comments written. But as you know, the Cambria CSD built a quote-unquote emergency brackish water desalination facility in starting in June of 2014, and I just wanted to give you an update. I know maybe this permit will be coming before you again later this year, but basically the well levels were full when they built the plant. The well levels are still full. The project never completed the 2 months tracer test. The project never completed the 90-day test period. It started, then they got notices of violation, had to stop, then they started again, but they never did a consistent 90-day test. The plant is now shut down. We've had problems with operators and cost, of course. So the plant has not, it only ran for about 112 days total in all of last year. It never provided water to the community because it never had passed the 2 month tracer test. Right now the brine pond is basically a stench, sewage filled, horrible smelling dark brown, yellow mass at the bottom of the pool. There are deer on the, in the inside of the enclosure. I think one of the fences is probably down, which means then there's probably frogs and things like that in there also. Birds still do stand in there and eat things out of this waste pit. I'm concerned because the project is not running. It's not really doing any of the beneficial things that it was supposed to do about cleaning up our wastewater. So even the benefits of it are not being realized. San Simeon Creek looks terrible. It's really dark green. I mean, I've taken photos over the years. I'm not taking any more, basically. San Simeon Creek is dark green. It's really dried up in comparison to Santa Rosa Creek. Santa Rosa Creek still looks good. And so basically, this is just a mid-year update for this year. They are still operating, if they do turn it on an emergency permit. They never got a permanent permit. We still don't have an EIR. So that's the update of the Cambria CSD plant.
Thank you for your comment. And I do believe that we do have an ongoing commitment that we made on an annual basis to get updates on that particular facility.
That is correct. So we'll likely hear an update maybe at the September board meeting, recognizing that the December board meeting excuse me is in Watsonville and much farther to travel. The September meeting is in Santa Barbara. That moves it a little ahead of the annual report out. It's about a 10-month report out from the last one, but it's a little more convenient for location.
Yeah, because otherwise, if we wait, it'll be next year.
Right, so it'll be the middle of next year before we get back to this location again.
Yeah. And so that will be an update that we'll provide.
September?
So thank you.
September.
Yes,
yeah.
thank you for your comments. Yes, Mr. Young.
Question. Mr. Robertson, is the plant in violation of its permit in any way?
So I'm looking back at the staff person. He indicates no, it's not in violation. The plant was not intended to operate 24/7, 365. That was never, to my understanding, that was never the intent. It was a supplemental piece to the water supply, not the standalone.
If there's a break in the fence and wildlife can get to it, what was depicted was kind of just an open waste pit with wildlife having access. Is that in compliance?
Oh, like any waste containment facility, pond or landfill, there would be restrictions. We would anticipate there should be restrictions to accessing the pond. There's a significant investment in the liner system, and you don't want wildlife, especially heavy wildlife with sharp hooves, potentially damaging the containment, the high-density polyethylene plastic liner of the pond system. And you want to protect the wildlife, too. You know, we want to keep those two things separated.
I really apologize. Well, can I add
something? Let me finish for a second, because one other thing I don't want to do is going through a lot of hearsay. And I'm not suggesting you're saying is hearsay, but, you know, I want to have our staff as an action step. Staff goes, do an inspection, and then we'll have concrete information. I think, obviously, all of us, you know, are expressing concern, but, you know, to keep these as well documented and verified by our staff, I think that's a proper course of action. So I would like, with the concurrence of my colleagues, to direct you to have staff perform an on-site inspection.
Okay, and I want to reassure the board that the staff does regular inspections of the facility and will include that information in the report we prepare for the next board meeting.
Perfect. And yes.
Maybe you can indicate to the speaker if there's an appropriate staff person for her to here today for her to communicate any other information she has, since staff's going to be doing follow-up.
Yeah, so I believe Mrs. Webb knows John Rocky, who's in the back. John Webb, thank you. Yeah, they actually do have frequent communication. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you very much for your input. It's appreciated, and you know, we're certainly taking this into due consideration, and as you notice, we have some action steps. So thank you for coming today. Appreciate. And as also a matter of clarification, I used inappropriately the term hearsay, since these were not secondhand information, but you know, from the speaker herself. Thank you.